This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Local, state, and federal law enforcement officials are raising an alarm about children accessing fentanyl and the rapid increase in fatalities overall from the drug. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
In 2017, there were 5 deaths directly related to fentanyl in El Paso County. Last year, there were more than 100. County Coroner Leon Kelly says what separates this crisis from previous waves of the opioid epidemic is the young age of the victims in Colorado.
In 2021, we saw 5 children lost to fentanyl, ages 1, 5, 15, and 2 17-year-olds.
He says the average age of those killed by the drug is 35 in this state. That's 12 years younger than the average age of all other drug-related deaths. A town hall to educate parents is planned for a later date. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Global methane emissions are way up. Scientists in Boulder recorded the biggest annual increase last year since records have been kept. Methane is 162% higher than pre-industrial levels. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas, second only to carbon dioxide. The Biden administration is taking another step toward regulating ghost guns. Senior administration officials say the Justice Department will submit a final rule that essentially treats these kits as a commercially made firearm. The kits will have to include serial numbers, and background checks will be required prior to sale. The president is announcing additional steps to combat gun crime today. Last week, Colorado Representative Joe Neguse led Democrats in pushing the White House to do more to prevent gun violence. It's a windy day along the Front Range, sunny skies and high fire danger around Colorado Springs and Pueblo, partly cloudy in Denver with rain tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.